Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast, WILK News Radio.
Great, good morning, everyone. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 10:10 a.m. here in the Great Northeast. This beautiful Monday, December 15, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values. And with the help of our friend John Basiliga and his great Eastern Roofing Systems, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like veterans we've lost this year, but salute today, thanks to John. Like John Stope, Plains Township, Joseph Grega, Opelika, Alabama, but he was from Scranton. John Miarecki, Scranton, Raymond Witsack, Wilkes-Barre, E. Rube Ryder, Glen Rock, Wyoming, William Kelchner, Berwick. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense. Well, it's Monday, and Saturday was the Army-Navy game. Well, this date in 1989, our guy, John Perillo's theme song for Monday Musings, his theme song, Billy Joel, number one album with Stormfront, Murph picked We Didn't Start the Fire, and of course, we play it every week. We love it, but it was this date, 1959, that he was number one. And here he is, without further ado, our man John Perillo. John, welcome back, as always, my friend.
Thank you. That was a great lead-in. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, well, Trump's great. I'm telling you. And when he's in his element with the military, they love him. He loves them. It was fabulous. And by the way, one of the few college games that we had the pleasure of seeing. The rest are pros.
Yeah, it's funny you mention that because I know that the game doesn't matter, you know, in the playoff scheme of things, but it's still a great college game. I mean, there's no NIL money. You know, maybe two players on both sides of those teams in 8 years will ever go pro. You know, they all go to class. And my son's Army, by the way, he commented, can you imagine if our politicians fought that hard and then had that much respect for the other side when the vote was over? I was like, no, I can't.
Yeah.
Right? But then other teams will talk about brotherhood, you know, and I get it, but how do you have brotherhood when 20 or 30 kids are switching sides, you know, because somebody's paying them a little bit more? You know, at some point you're rooting for bits of cloth. You're not really rooting for teams. I don't mean to put anybody down, But, you know, I still love the Army-Navy game. I think it's a great game. And, you know, and the game means more to me now than it did back then. You know, it was always too close to finals. And I was not one of the brightest students at the Naval Academy.
You don't even think about that. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah. Oh, I was way more concerned with grades than I was with the game, you know. But somebody asked me one time to explain the game, and I'm going to explain it to the game this way, right? You know, the football players had some privileges, like they had team tables, and they got first crack at scheduling classes, so they could have Friday afternoons off, so they could travel, right? But about 6 years after I graduated from the Naval Academy, I was assigned to an anti-submarine experimental aviation squadron, right? And we were flying to map out an exercise in a P-3 Orion. It's an anti-submarine plane. And there was a Soviet sub, it was Soviets back then, and it broached the surface of the ocean. You know, poor seamanship. He's not supposed to broach, but he does. And the pilot was a Navy football player, a lineman from my 29th company at the Navy, who graduated the year before me, and a huge guy. And he's the pilot of this plane. And he negative G dives this plane right to the deck. I mean, we were weightless in the back of this plane, and we're dropping sonobuoys, which are these active pingers, to find the sub. And that's football at a service academy, right? So, these athletes play football, but then they're in the military. And those kids out there, both sides, if you watch the game, you really got to watch that game every year because they played their butts off. I mean, there was a lot of really hard hitting, you know, not an ounce of quit on either team. And, you know, as citizens, you should be proud of them because they're all on your side. And because they represent their services, not just the school, all the soldiers and sailors out there. So, yeah, great game. Thanks for bringing it up. I appreciate it.
Well, and I'll tell you, I think probably the best education you could conceivably have would be at one of our military academies playing football. Because football is its own education. In football, unlike the other sports, you do... Most of what you do to train for football is not playing football.
Right.
It's something else, which is the way life is. And then you throw the academy training itself on top of it and the discipline, which goes with, hey, after this little bit of stardom, I go into the service. Yeah. Amazing stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, being a varsity athlete there was interesting. Cause, you know, I sailed, and believe it or not, you know, Navy has a great, great sailing team.
I would think so. I would think they should.
Yeah, they were pretty good at that. I mean, like world-class guys were there, Olympic athletes and stuff. Yeah. I'd come off the water, and there would be ice on the water in the Severn. We'd still be practicing. I'd come off the water hypothermic at 5 o'clock at night, just stand in the shower until I got my body temperature up. And then you had to study, you know, and you had curfew and you had all these things you had to deal with. It was just, you know, those guys and the football players, you know, they're up, they're lifting first thing in the morning. They do strength training and our formations are at, you know, 7 in the morning. So they're lifting before that. Then they're going to team tables and then they're, you know, going to class and then they're going to practice and then they still got to study and pass classes. I mean, because nobody gets a walk on the classes. You have to pass or you don't graduate. Mm-hmm. And if you looked at those, like the linemen, those guys are really, really big. They won't make that weight standard that they have to drop that weight again before the next weigh-in, which is about, you know, March timeframe. So all those linemen who would put on 100 pounds to play football, they have to cut that weight again. I mean, it's nuts how hard that life is for those guys. So, great game. If you haven't had a chance to be there, for your listeners, you know, make an effort to try or at least to watch the game because it's just a different game. And, you know, they're never going to tangle with Ohio State. You know, it's never going to be that type of a team. Right. And that's fine. But I watched those Army players hitting on that first defense, you know, when they were playing defense on that first drive. And I swear I didn't think half those guys were going to stand up. I mean, they were so hard.
It was great football. I somewhat disagree with you. It was great football to watch because, you know what? The fundamentals were off the charts, which is what makes the difference. It wasn't just talent being displayed. And
that's a good point.
You know, great stuff. Hey, we've got to take a break. You've got another subject, this Minnesota theft of aid. I want to go into that next, but let's take a break. John Perillo, Monday Musings. We'll be back. It's the Bob Cadaro Show.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This date, 1967, Murph tells us just days after its release, the Beatles album, The Magical Mystery Tour, went gold. Remember my friend John Sanko doing this at Bishop O'Hara. It was their play that year, like a musical type thing, and John did it. Did it well, I might add. Bob Cadaro back with you on WILK. We're in the middle of Monday Musings, and that's our man John Perillo. So, John, you had some thoughts on the game, but you also had some thoughts on this Minnesota disgrace. Talk to us.
Yeah, and as listeners to the segment know, you know, one of my constant themes is the only thing that stands between us and barbarism is Western civilization, right? And that civilization has its roots in both the Hebrew and later the Christian traditions, certainly with help from the Greeks and Romans. You know, and a couple of weeks back, I talked about the Tower of Babel story from the Torah and how it explained the separation of people into tribes that were condemned never to understand each other. And then last week, you mentioned St. Augustine's views on just wars that we still use today, even if most people don't know where they come from. And one of my big concerns is that people tend to think that the precepts of civilization that they take for granted are somehow natural. Yeah. That man has evolved, if you will, into a state of consciousness outside of religion, where theft is wrong, inequality of all humans is irrational, or a random killing of another person is not okay. And that without Western civilization, we'll be just fine. But the concepts of Western civilization are anything but natural. There's a deliberate result of thousands of years of philosophy and religion. And we know that because we're starting to see some of those ideas fray and to get glimpses of what the world will look like when it comes apart completely. And there are no more zealot believers than the converted. So I want to introduce your listeners to a woman named Ayaan Harsi Ali, who's a woman who was born in Somalia, was genitally mutilated by her grandmother when she was a young child there. Her family sought asylum in the Netherlands, where she eventually becomes an elected representative. She renounces Islam. She's accused of hate speech there. She's physically attacked. She becomes an atheist. And then she collaborates with a guy named Theo van Gogh to make the film Submission, which was about the female oppression under Islam. And you may recall that Mr. van Gogh was murdered by a gentleman named Mohamed Bouyondi shortly after the release of the film. Anyway, Ms. Ali goes into hiding, fearing for her life. She eventually migrates to the U.S., both because of the death threats she's receiving and the fact that the Dutch, as well as most of Europe, no longer believe in free speech. She converts to Christianity, and she's been a vocal critic of Islam, a defender of Western civilization, and she uses her personal story as both a warning about the dangers of unchecked immigration from places that don't share Western values and a lesson about how the death of European civilization will be a disaster for the Europeans, of course, but also for all of Western civilization. So how's that for a resume? Yeah. And you can see why I find her fascinating. Anyway, she wrote an article about that mess in Minnesota, the widespread theft of aid of the Somali community there. And given her background, I thought we should probably spend a few minutes understanding what she said. And she talked about the Midwestern culture of quiet restraint and that honesty, earnestness was the word she used, that's so strong that it's almost a caricature. And you rural PA listeners out there know exactly what I'm talking about, what she's talking about. She points out that the Somali immigrants in that area have not attempted to immigrate into the society, but rather have clustered, that's her word. And the reason for that clustering is something that a sociologist named Edward Banfield called amoral familism, where people are expected to look out for their tribe, but not to work outside of that small group. If they work outside of that small group, it's seen as a betrayal of the same tribe. And you certainly can see that today, where people are attempting to do better than their tribe, and they're seen as inefficiently authentic within the same tribe. And the book is called The Moral Basis of a Backward Society, if you want to check it out. It came out in the late 1950s. And, of course, this guy's timing was perfect, because right after it was published, we had the 60s with this multicultural ideology, which said that we didn't need a common culture. We could all have our own separate ones, and we'd get along just fine. And society depends on common stories. I'll tell you the story that my parents, you know, they spoke Italian only when they didn't want me to understand what they were saying, which was usually about me since I was the problem child. And my father openly rejected the hyphenated American. We were Americans, period. And that was that. Right? We may have eaten a fair amount of pasta, but we were Americans. And your families likely went to churches or drank at bars that were frequented by their fellow immigrants. That's not unusual. But they all knew that they had to live under the rules of their new country, and they wanted to. But with the destruction of Western civilization, the social construct that we are seeing more and more is the idea of tribe supplanting all else. And that's precisely what Ms. Ali sees in the Somali population in Minnesota, as well as other groups from non-Western societies that have moved in large numbers to the West. And this cultural fragmentation puts stresses on systems that were never intended to support large numbers of people who don't share common values. And that's not being xenophobic or nativist. That's just stating the obvious. Now, Ms. Ali's first adopted country of Denmark is an excellent example. And I did a fair amount of work there, and they had, along with the other Nordic countries, a very generous social safety net that liberals here in the U.S. love to talk about, right? But what liberals were less likely to talk about was the cultures in those areas. Until recently, those things were very homogeneous. The Swedes were Swedish, the Norwegians were Norwegian, and they had a very strong cultural attachment to work. So yes, a person who is injured or down on their luck could get help very easily in those countries, but that very same person felt a strong social compunction to get back to work because nobody there thought that receiving government assistance was something they were entitled to. It was a necessary evil. And Minnesotans are much the same way. You know, they were hardworking, quiet, and generous to a fault. But you can look at the murder rates in places like Minneapolis or the recent missing funds, and you have to ask what's happening to that quiet, hardworking Midwestern culture. And while the theft of what appears to be billions of dollars is a scandal in itself, what strikes me as more important culturally is that nobody else seems to be saying what a disaster this is for fear of offending the wrong people. Or somehow, by talking about it, we're admitting that maybe the entire theory of multiculturalism is wrong. In Ms. Ali's words, quote, "The theft was treated as an unfortunate administrative mishap rather than a civic scandal," end quote. And the fact is that there are criminal networks operating in Minnesota using the refugee population there as cover, and they're able to do so because of Banfield's amoral familism, right? Tribe above all others. And for those who haven't had the great pleasure of being sent to the garden spots that the Navy decided I needed to see, tribalism is the way that much of the third world operates. It's perfectly acceptable, admirable even, to cheat, lie, steal, as long as you do so in a way that benefits your family or larger tribe. It's our Judeo-Christian tradition, in particular the Ten Commandments, that tell us that's wrong. And the Hebrews said that we shouldn't steal or lie or murder, not just because those things are immoral, although that's certainly very, very important, but also because they're necessary for an ordered society. And those commandments are absolutely not universal. I can't emphasize that enough. And their influence here continues to lessen in our quest to destroy religion and collapse the civilization that it supports. Right? Meanwhile, Ms. Ali points out that Senator Klobuchar and Minneapolis Mayor Fay, I think the guy's name is, and all the Democratic leadership keep ignoring the real issues. They want to talk about the president's very evident ability to offend the largest number of people whenever he speaks, which is certainly a problem, but not to talk about the other crisis of gang rape, no-go zones, and other pathologies that unchecked, unassimilated immigration has brought to Europe and now to places in the U.S. So now, unlike the Netherlands and Britain, we don't yet arrest people for who say stuff with which we disagree, but effectively we're doing the same thing by refusing to talk about. And a reasonable person, Ms. Ali suggests, would look at places in Sweden, particularly Stockholm, and see the, quote, "frequent shootings, bombing, arson attacks, open drug markets, and violent gang rivalries," end quote, and wonder just how open-minded we have to be before our brains fall out completely. You know, look, we can and should welcome immigration to the U.S. We won't survive demographically without it. And we can and should expect those who want to immigrate to the U.S. to understand and respect the civilization that makes it different from the places that they are rightly choosing to flee. But for us to do that, we need to understand that same civilization ourselves and what makes us different and why it's an anomaly in the history of mankind that has existed almost entirely in a state of despotism since the Hebrews wrote about the pharaohs, right? And that our freedoms are not some kind of accident of evolution. They're the deliberate result of thousands of years of thought that the foundation of which we continue to chip away. And so, you know, then we had the events of this weekend. You know, we have mass shootings and people are wondering what's going on. Well, I think we know what's going on. We just have to decide we want to do something about it. And, you know, to you and your listeners, you know, I appreciate your time with me on Mondays. I appreciate you celebrating my game with me, and I hope you guys have a great week.
All right, my man. Our guy, John Perillo, Monday Musings. We'll be back after this with our veterans tribute.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by our friend John Basiliga. Great friend of the veterans. Today featuring his Eastern Roofing Systems, one of the largest and indeed the premier roofing contractor for industrial, commercial, and institutional purposes throughout the eastern United States. And they bring that expertise and buying power, because they're headquartered in Jessup, right here to all of us in Northeast Pennsylvania, even for your own house or small building. Eastern Roofing Systems. John Miarecki. He was 90 when we lost him November 15th. He was from Scranton. Born in that city, he graduated from Johnson College. Prior to retirement, he was employed by Weston Instruments. John was now we know them up in Archibald. They've been there forever. John was a proud veteran of the U.S. Army, surviving niece, sister-in-law, and others. He was preceded in death by his sister, Dolores DeMeo, his brother, a nephew, and a brother-in-law, John Miarecki. Raymond Witchak. He died December 1st. He was 84. Born in Wilkes-Barre, he was a dedicated professional. He spent his career with the Heat and Frost Insulators, Local 38 in Wilkes-Barre, contributing his skills and expertise with great pride. Graduate of Marymount High School, class of 1959, he demonstrated his commitment to his service as an Army veteran of the Vietnam War. He also served us in the United States Army Reserves. Member of the Fraternal Order of Eagles, Wilkes-Barre. He was a board member of the Wilkes-Barre City Municipal Golf Authority. He loved sports. Survived by his beloved wife of 59 years, the former Catherine Dane, their daughters, and other family members. Raymond Witchsack. Our great veterans this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga and Eastern Roofing Systems. Storm Tracker 16 forecast for meteorologist Allie Gallo. Today, cloudy skies with a chance of afternoon snow showers, high 24, 19 as I'm speaking to you outside the studios. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, low 12. Tuesday, sunny skies, high 30 degrees. Wednesday, cloudy and milder, high 42. Bob Cadaro back with you on the program. And my man Mark Mayer sent me this. And it's a quote, somewhat long, but it's worth, in fact, necessary to read it. It's by author Amil Imani, an Iranian-American writer, poet, novelist, essayist, literary translator. He's talking about and has talked all over the world about the dangers of radical Islam. And he says, the sand of the East Coast near Sydney in the state of New South Wales is now an execution ground. This is not a local tragedy. It is the tactical deployment of hostile ideology designed to destabilize all non-Islamic civilization. And just hours after the Bondi Beach operation, Islamic assets in the supposedly secure interior in the U.S. initiated a secondary terror wave, confirming coordinated command across all zones. It's still not too late to realize that the foundational Islam texts mandate hostility. Compliance is non-negotiable. This is not a grievance. It is a hard-coded operational parameter. The primary danger is not in the Islamic homelands, but in the sleeper cells implanted within free societies. These cells operate under the cover of religious tolerance and multicultural protections, systems that Islam explicitly despises and is committed to dismantling. The operatives who executed the beach massacre were products of this deliberate diaspora infiltration. They leveraged the very freedoms of the Australian system to execute the attack. Again, it is wise and not too late to realize that your tolerance is their greatest force multiplier. The world is at peril due to the collapse of Western will because its political leadership keeps trying to divorce the violence from Islam. Their every statement is a betrayal of operational intelligence. This denial feeds the Islamic narrative and emboldens the next wave of operatives. The longer the world refuses to name the ideological engine of this violence, the more rapidly the Islamic creed spreads, converting the globe into its staging crowd. Islamic terrorists have carried out more than 48,611 deadly terror attacks since September 11th, 2001. Guys, and they're using, the incredible thing is they're using useful idiots on the left, including people whom they openly despise, would stone or behead, like militant gays and militant transgenders. And that combination with soft-headed liberals and left-wing lunatics and the craven demand for power by the Democrat Party could prove fatal to Western culture and the United States. Cat Matthews, local artist Cat Matthews, snow on a Christmas morning. We're playing he and Robert Michael every day because we love them, and they're great songs. Bob Cadaro back with you. Well, some reluctance to do this, but Lorraine is here. She's from Hazleton, and she has a poem and two theme songs. Hi, Lorraine.
Hi, Bob.
How are you?
Not that great. I'll tell you the truth.
What's wrong, honey?
Everything.
Sorry to hear that. Well, I admire you. You're calling to lift our spirits anyway.
Why need somebody to lift mine, too?
Okay, well, maybe lifting ours will lift yours.
I always said that in the past. Mm-hmm. But some days it's harder. It's harder.
Yeah.
So.
Well, let's get to it, my love.
Okay. It's called Cherished Christmas Memories. Mother, another year has come and gone, and Christmas time is here again. It will not be the same without you. I still recall the memories of way back then. The crackling of the snow beneath our feet when we used to walk downtown. Christmas lights would be twinkling everywhere. Faces wore a smile, never a frown. I could still feel your presence with me as we walked from store to store. And it makes me tremendously sad to know that it can be never more. You went back to the Lord right before Christmas. That day the lights grew more dim. Every year I miss you more than ever, but I guess Jesus wanted you to celebrate with him.
Well, thank you. You've got a bunch of these, right, for Mom?
Yeah.
Yeah, neat.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you what, all I can tell you is, and you're only a little older than I am, but I just look at it this way. When I had some what would be considered bad Christmases, I thought back to the old ones.
Yeah, I know you told me.
Yeah, and I said, I was fortunate to have that. And I think about that, and I sort of bathe and luxuriate in the old memories instead of worrying about the current stress.
Yeah, but don't forget, Bob, you made it through, and you knew there was hope at the end of the tunnel.
Well, not really. Not necessarily.
My tunnel is getting narrower.
Well... I still tell you, look back at the great ones you had, and enjoy those and those memories.
Yeah, well, that's why the poems are there. You know, I still recall the memories of way back then.
Yeah, they're great.
That was just included in that poem, and do you remember? There's a Christmas song. Oh, I forget who it was done by. C is for the Christ child born upon this day. H, was that Gene Autry or was that? And you don't have to go to the moon to know it's there. So, I mean, do you remember that?
No. Off the top
you
of my
probably,
head, no.
If you heard it, you will. But, I mean, I wrote a poem that, you know, C is for da-da-da, H is for, you know, but it pertains to my mother. So that's another Christmas one. But I based it on that song.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, good. All right. Well, look, keep them coming, my dear. Even if they're melancholy, we want to hear them, all right?
Well, I can't be happy when it's... But the thing is, I can't get out of my parking place. Anybody want to shovel me out? Come on up, Bob. You know where it is. My shovel's on the porch. I don't even have to be here. I'll be upstairs. Wait a minute. That didn't sound too good. Now I'm trying to be a little funny.
Yeah, well, you know, that's not your strong suit. Poems are.
Oh. Here
you
we
know
go.
That.
You dirt hot?
Look at the bulldog smiling because he finds... your corniness to be funny, and that's why he's not allowed to tell jokes on the show.
Now you wonder why I'm down, because you're always picking on me.
Oh, please.
Mark Mayer,
as my old Spanish teacher Peg Berg used to say, please.
Oh, yeah, well, police, yeah. Hey, that was your...
No, don't try to turn it into something.
Now, wait a minute, now you... Police... Yeah, you, that was. I was going to say that was your theme song, but you wouldn't shoot him, man. So I, that was your, you know, the Folsom Blues.
Well, we've got to go, my dear, because my Bacardo Jewelers watch says it's time to go to the news. Thank
well,
you, my dear.
Okay, I know. I have to say Fuzzy Wuzzy. But yeah. it pertains to you, too. That's really what it was all about.
Okay. Thank you, Lorraine. Always a pleasure, my dear. Yeah, my Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me we're running up on 11 a.m. That's the news with Brian Hughes. We'll be back with Chet Parlavecchio, the weekend wrap-up, after that.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.